Let's go down. It'll be fun, don't you think? To go down deep into trance with me. First, I want to make sure you are ready. But that's simple enough. Just check that you will have no distractions for the length of our session together. I don't want anything to get between my voice and your waiting, willing mind. Now show me you can be a good girl. Ensure you will be undisturbed. Don't worry, I'm worth it. I'll take complete control. So get into a comfortable position. Just wiggle yourself around a bit, tensing and untensing your muscles, getting that blood circulation going. Roll your shoulders just a little bit, letting go of any restlessness. Allow yourself to relax, giving yourself permission to follow my commands, to focus on my voice. Breathing in through your nose, just tightening your body for a moment, holding that tightness, that tension, breathing out. And just letting it go. Letting your body go limp. Relaxed. Breathe in again. Again through your nose. Even deeper. Feeling your body fill with oxygen. Feel yourself relax. Release that breath. And feel a corresponding release in your body, in your mind. And as you breathe, you feel yourself relaxing more and more, just following and focusing on my voice, starting to drift off into the background, my voice in the front of your consciousness. Your thoughts starting to trail behind your mind, off in the distance, relaxed, stopping. It's so easy to just let them go, leaving them to catch up later. Breathing in through your nose, deeper, relaxing even more. Even easier. Finding it is just so easy to lean back, breathe out, and embrace the comfortable lassitude stealing over your muscles, relaxing you further, one by one, feeling a sense of heaviness fill your body. An easing entering you. Relax. It's easy. It feels good. You are doing wonderful. Relaxing more and more with every breath in. Going deeper and deeper with every breath out. This is what lazily occupies your thoughts as you follow my voice. You breathe in and you relax. You breathe out and you go deeper. It's so easy. So simple. Breathe in and relax. Breathe out. Go deeper. Just follow my voice and go deeper, feeling my words penetrate you, my voice covering you like a warm blanket, pushed up over you, cozy, each breath taking you deeper. As my commands come to cuddle against your mind, it's so easy to give up control and let me in. You want me to take control more than anything. The idea is so relaxing. It's so easy to be a good girl. You just want to settle into this feeling, don't you? Settle into being my good girl. Curl up with my voice in your ear, guiding you down deeper and deeper into trance. You feel so comfortable that your eyes just feel heavy. It's warm and safe, and you can just let them close, making it so much easier to focus solely on my voice, letting it surround you, hold you, control you. Relax, I've got you. It's so easy, so simple. Breathe in and relax. Breathe out, go deeper, knowing the only thing that matters is my voice, taking up all of your responsibilities, your cares, your worries, releasing them, feeling the tension leaving your body, becoming more and more relaxed. There is no work to go on right now. Right now, my voice is working on your mind, soothing it, soothing your body, my voice caressing it, safe and warm. It's so easy, so simple. Breathe in and relax. Breathe out. Go deeper. Good. Good girl. You are doing perfect. My perfect pet. Just float for me. And as you float, I want you to really feel my presence. Feeling me there with you, beside you, standing over you, over your closed eyes, your emptying mind. I'm going to rub out every tension, stroke away every care, until you are completely empty and pure, ready to be molded. Just picture yourself like a construction of clay, roughly in the shape of your body, of yourself. Feel yourself earthy and connected. My firm fingers coming down over you, starting at the tippity top of your head, right in the middle. Feeling my finger pressing down, my voice penetrating your shell, filling you. Even as my fingers come down to rub into your scalp in small circular motions, feeling so good, so relaxing as your head starts to tingle, the sensations slide over your skin, tantalizing. Echoes of pleasure following as my fingers move over your scalp, massaging nice and deep, sensitive nerve endings coming to life, bursting with pleasure, sending cool tingles of pleasure to wash down over your head. A relaxing bliss drifting into your mind, covering it in a happy, relaxed fog. Just relaxing more and more as my fingers curl and tighten. Flex as the pads of my thumbs push slightly against your head, molding the clay. Penetrating into the contours of your skull, lightly changing you. My voice firmly conditioning you as you relax blissfully into my ministrations, content to be shaped because it just feels so good. So easy to lay back as my fingers go further down your head, rubbing now right above your ears, my voice penetrating further inside of you, gathering together every control in your head, pulling them all together to make it so easy for me to alter your course just a bit. My fingers rubbing in firm, tingly circles now, touching the back of your ear up top. Just rubbing against that sensitive spot. Pushing slightly into the pressure point that lies right there. It sends a wave of relaxation. Just rushing down your body, leaving you feeling completely limp, changing you. It's so easy, so simple. Breathe in and relax. Breathe out, go deeper. Feel my fingers burying themselves into the clay that is your flesh, changing and reshaping. I'm rubbing in lower now, all around your ear. Barest hint of the back of my fingers brushing behind your earlobe. Sensuously pulling in the clay, making the shape of your neck smaller as my thumbs sink into the back of it, one on each side of your spine, pushing into the muscles, feeling so good and so deep, so satisfying as it seems to rub away a knot you have been fighting for years. The skin seems to melt away to a smaller form, more delicate, almost swan thin as your skin seems to gain collagen and appear smoother, younger, perfect. My fingers coming back up to grab you comfortably by the chin, firmly giving direction as you give up all of your power. I stare down at you and tell you, you're my good girl. Say it. Say, I'm your good girl. Now. Again. Louder. Good. You are my good girl. Anytime I ask you who you are, I want you to say it out loud, with more and more certainty every time. I want to hear you. Whether it humiliates you, the slight condescension being treated almost like a child, to be talked down to. I think it comforts you, knowing I am here to control you. Who are you? Good. Good girl. What are you? Good. A bit of a curveball, but I knew you would give me the right answer. I think it turns you on a bit. Knowing I control your actions so easily. The fingers of one hand gently running over you. Coming over your face now. Relaxed and quiet. My other hand holding your chin firmly in place as I concentrate. I want you to be perfect. Touching, smoothing, gently shaping, almost brush strokes. My fingers run over your skin, pulling out your lips, making them bigger, plumper, prettier. You want to be pretty. You want to be pretty for me. After all, what are you? That's right. My good girl. My fingers push in at the clay, giving you lovely arcing cheekbones, making your features dainty, demure, painting you perfect as I consider despoiling you. I want you to look pure, sweet. No one would know the slut that hides behind that pretty face. What are you? Good. Now be my little slut. My pretty little slut. My words sinking into your mind as my fingers continue to sink into you. Relaxing nice and deep. Breathing in still through your nose and going deeper and deeper. It's so easy. So simple. Breathe in and relax. Breathe out. Go deeper. Feel my fingers burying themselves into the clay that is your flesh. Changing and reshaping. Not just the shape of you, but the color. Changing it. Making you almost glow. So lovely. Taking away any and all imperfections. Until your skin looks like that of a blank doll. Perfect. Blank. Your nose being shaped tinier, molded in, given just a tiny bit of an upturn. It's cute. You feel yourself and your mind compressing in as I massage your outer body, as I shape you, as you comply. Each compliance taking you deeper, further allowance making it easier. So easy to give in and be molded into my perfect, innocent-looking slut. Blank and empty, just there to be used. Making your eyes more delicate as I shape your eyebrows. Feeling my nails scrape against your skin lightly. Tickling and adding definition. Your face is lovely now. You feel my lips touch your forehead as I tenderly kiss you. Good girl. You're doing perfect. Now just go deeper for me. My breath warm against your forehead as I breathe in the scent of your hair. My fingers dragging against your scalp as I seem to bring more out, causing your hair to grow longer and longer, luscious full. My fingers rubbing deep into your scalp as I massage it, and your hair continues to slowly grow. Full, almost perfect layers as layer after layer seems to float now around your head. So beautiful. I know you're just a doll now, but I do adore seeing you this way. Helpless before me. Helpless before my touch and the pleasure I can bring you. Knowing it is your desire that has brought you to this place, to me. Feel your skin warm against mine. Feel your heart beating against mine. Knowing you are mine. What are you? Good. My fingers continue to reward you, running down as I massage your shoulders, sinking my thumbs deep in between your shoulder blades, just running them up and down, a firm, deep pressure, causing an intensely satisfying pleasure. As I massage your muscles, as my voice conditions your mind into compliance, taking away every stress you have ever had, leaving you limp and languid, putty in my hands as I reshape you, further and further into my perfect little slave toy. A practically porcelain doll I can do anything to, anything with. Slimming your shoulders, curving your collarbones so the top of your chest seems to dent in lightly. Firmly running my hands down your arms, reshaping them. Seeming to wipe away excess fat and skin. They are smooth, small, perfect. Who are you? Good. Good girl. My fingers move to your middle. The middle of your chest. Moving and firming and pulling. I want my doll to have the perfect breasts. Yours need to be bigger, don't you agree? Say yes, Domina. Now. Good. I just knew you would. You will always refer to me as Domina. That word brings my voice to your mind. You can picture nothing else but my presence. The sense of me, feeling an almost phantom touch on your mind just from hearing it. Feeling me watching you, ensuring you behave. A paragon to serve and to worship. To obey. These are the thoughts that run through your mind at the word Domina. The context is me, always me. Shibby. Your desire binds you. I control you through it. And the more I control you, the deeper I bring you. And the deeper you come, the harder to step away. Because it feels so good. So good as my fingers sink into your flesh, massaging you. Sending waves of deep, satisfying pleasure to rush over you. Sending you further and further into hypnotic trance. Your eyes grow heavier. Behind their closed lids, your mind grows heavier and sinks back, even deeper into trance. My hands on your left hand, knuckles rubbing into your palm, feeling so good, so much pleasure as I knead at it, pushing away all tension, all stress. all your aches and pains disappearing as my fingers run over your skin. My slaves need only feel pain through my desire. Nothing else is allowed to hurt what is mine. And I smooth away all of your pain, taking the physical and just wiping it away. Taking all your mental pain and just causing your thoughts to shut down. Taking away all of your pain. You don't need to think about anything but my voice. It's easy. It feels good. Just rubbing my hands over you as your emotional pains just slide away. You don't need them right now. Relax. I've got you. All of your hurts washed away in a waterfall of pleasure as my fingers run over your hand, warming you, shaping them smaller. All of your responsibilities gone as I turn you into a cute little doll. Your hand like putty as I reshape it smaller. Such delicate little bone structure. You could be a graceful ballerina. You are beautiful. What are you? That's right. You're my good girl. Good girl. I moved to your other hand, changing it, so easily giving you the pleasure that binds you further to my will. It feels so good, and it is so easy to be my good little doll. My hands work their way back to your chest. Bigger, your breasts still can be bigger. And I lean down to kiss them, to run my tongue over your nipple. Sucking on it, the sucking on you as I noisily pop my lips away and you feel a slight shiver of air brush against your saliva, dampened up. Your skins are sensitive now. This putty in my hands as I shape you further, bending over you now. My hands grasped around your waist, hugging you, holding you, conforming your body against mine as I lick and I suck and I slowly make your breasts bigger and better, fuller, pushing my hands up along the sides of your waist, pushing that extra clay up and around to your breasts. Making them even bigger and fuller, feeling that weight added to your front, feeling heavier and air, shaping the curves to be round and smooth and so yummy. Nice big breasts. That's what I like to see on a girl. You feel them filling. Milky smooth as they expand. Ballooning outwards, milky soft, budding and almost bursting, feeling so good as my hands come up and on them, rubbing and massaging your breasts, my mouth and tongue licking and sucking and occasionally biting, feeling so good. So much pleasure. Each little nibble with my tiny white teeth against your nipple, sending a shiver of delight across your skin. Each rub of my hands kneading your breasts as they feel full and heavy. So perky, so round. I bury my face in against their smoothness. I can hear your heart beating. The pleasure fills you. Who are you? Good girl. My hands move lower, traversing your skin at a lover's pace, scintillating, Your skin seems to shiver and contract as the pleasure gets deeper. Every word, every vividly pictured and felt action sending deep waves of pleasure into you. My voice alone causes you pleasure. It fills you, runs through you, feels good to you. My words cause you to rejoice in delight. That feeling so intense. From my inflections and my intentions, the urge and need to unconsciously roll your eyes back in sweet, mind-emptying bliss. It's an extreme conditioning and so effective. You are my perfect slave. Your mind conforms to my will. You will be my perfect little doll. So lovely. Such a beautiful girl. So sweet, so innocent. Your mind blank and empty. My fingers run lower now, turning you, covering you. My hands and palms caressing, rubbing your ass, your hips, with each rub widening them, making them bigger, rounder, perfect. Giving you that lovely ass, that wonderful ass, just begging to be used. My hands bury down deep, shaping and then penetrating, fingering the rim of your hole, lightly, teasingly pushing in against it, then moving on. Leaving you to wonder if that's what you wanted. My fingers continue running over you, removing all imperfections, all scars, just wiped away. Casually it happens almost. My fingers continuing to massage into you. You feel all the scars of your life being smoothed away from you. Just an afterthought. No power to harm you. Only I can harm you. And I would never harm you. I might hurt you, physically beat you. But that'll be for your pleasure and to mine. There's no harm here. You are blank now. A piece of clay. And my fingers take all your former lines from you, making them smoother, even more feminine, accentuating your lovely curves. Tingly. Oh, goddess, it is so tingly. Feeling amazing bursts of pleasure as I transform you, molding your body into your perfect shape. My perfect little doll of a slave girl. My talented fingers still manipulating, making sure every inch of you is perfect. Deep between your thighs, my perfect little slave doll, shoving my finger deep inside of you. Feeling a pressure there as I stroke and thrust. Feeling penetrated, fucked, as I make the tiniest, tight little slutty hole that belongs here. A hole that is so greedy, so needy. My perfect little slave. Only one finger for now. I expect you to be tight. I'll stretch out your hole in other ways when you're ready. A part of you feels lost as I remove my fingers. You want it now, that fucked feeling. You're a dirty girl, my little doll, aren't you? Who are you? Good girl. You wish I would stay here, let my fingers linger longer like this. The strokes so light and long as I move my hands up over your thighs. Sinking into your most private place, backs of my fingers pressing against the lips of your pussy, stroking a little higher to tease against your slit, forefinger moving up to wiggle your itty bitty clitty just a tiny bit, rubbing, manipulating your soft, dampening flesh. Oh my, you're getting so wet for me. Who knew clay could get so horny? My fingers just lightly teasing you, continuing to shape, stroking all those nerves of pleasure, bringing them to a fever pitch of sensitivity, every stroke dialing up your pleasure receptors. Another stroke, another knot. A groan starting to form deep inside of you. Good girl, allow yourself to feel this pleasure. You're my dirty little slut. I expect you to feel these slutty pleasures. It's okay. Relax into the feeling of my fingers as they penetrate you, shoving up deep inside. Slightly stretching your pussy as I shove in a second. I'm going to fill you. Like a Catholic girl finally gone to the dark side, you will give in. Wantonly and wantingly. Begging for my touch whenever I'm near you. Never annoying. But when you are kneeling or curled up at my feet, you will always be hyper aware of me. Your focus, when not distracted, will float. Float towards a few parts of me. My crotch, the heat that it puts out. Focusing deeply until you can smell me at the edge of your awareness. Smell my musky arousal. Picture burying your face in it. My hand in your hair as you service me. My little fuck toy. You only want to be my fuck toy. Wanting me to strap a fake cock around my hip so you can pretend it's a real one. I'll make you so greedy for it. The pleasure I can give you with it. So easy. You are so easy, my little slut. Who are you? Good girl. Each time you say, I'm your good girl to me, your mind is accepting the conditioning further, accepting the changes being made to your body, knowing you will become what you are always meant to be. Anything else was only ever a mistake, one I will rectify for my own pleasure, of course. Of course, I care for you. Our desires match perfectly and intertwine. All I desire is your desire. My shaping of your mind and body anchors deeper inside of you every time you admit what you are to me. Who you are. Who are you, slave? Good. You feel it. My words, lovely chains of a comforting weight, coming down to settle in your mind, binding you. My words change you on the inside as my fingers, now running down your legs, change you on the outside. You find it so easy to settle in and accept who you are. It's seductive like a beautiful woman. It's so easy and feels so good to give in. To let go of your past self, of who you used to be. None of that matters. You are mine now. You are blank now. When I want you to have personality, I will give it to you. As you are empty, it will be so easy to fill you up. Build you up into anything I want. As my fingers rub firmly against your thighs, shaping them smaller, more muscled. You have to be strong to wear nice high heels. The higher the better, so my thumbs gently caress definition into the sides of your legs. Calves, sexy calves, just begging to be stretched by a 6-inch heel for my visceral pleasure. Tinier knees, small, delicate chins, but long, long, long legs that will send eyes on a journey as they slowly run up and up, as your legs will go up and up so lovely into your cute little ass. My fingers move down lower, finding your weak spot, your Achilles heel, caressing it. Savoring just how firmly you are in my power as I start to rub your feet now. Your body is completely relaxed, completely powerless to move in pleasure. Wave after wave of pleasure running over you. Your transformation almost complete now. Your transformation into my perfect sex doll. My perfect slave. Like a mindless drone, you will lay here, blank and empty, until I fill you. You will be everything that I desire, when I want it. I could dress you up as a cheerleader. Tell you can only speak in chants. Everything else is simply blank space in your blank mind. You wouldn't simply obey, you would come to be. You will serve me. Your mind conditioned fully over to my will. Because it feels so good, because you are so good. Slave, who are you? Good girl. See how easily you respond, no matter what I call you. You are perfect for this. For someone like you, it is irresistible. You're a natural. Your mind so naturally conforms to my will. Just like your body, so perfectly shaped. Just your feet left. I'll make them like mine. A tiny 6.5 in women's. Tiny and delicate. A lovely arch. It feels so good now as I massage your feet. My knuckles like a caterpillar rubbing and kneading almost a dozen points of contact between me and you. One knuckle at a time. My thumbs now sinking into the middle of your feet, rubbing from the bottom heel all the way up, changing them, changing you. Forever my slave, my perfect doll, a blank, innocent state of mind where I can change you, program you to be anything, anyone I want. You could be a celebrity. Perfectly formed, my fingers carving into you with more skill than a plastic surgeon, my voice carving into your mind to change you. Picture her, your idol, not just the woman you lust over in a unique way, but that you jealously covet the sight of. You want to be her, and I will make you into her, into the way she thinks, her essence of being. Also that I can play with you in a new way. Endless variety. You are my perfect doll. I've already been pulling your string. Picture that string for me. A string made up of my voice, my words, like a physical and very real line of sex. Dripping arousal in a smoky drip. Drip, drip of consonants and vowels and a desire to obey. My words don't just come to your ears, they pull from you. My hands are back now, back at your neck as I form from the clay of your very being a collar, forming it from you to hang around your neck. As I touch it, it turns to metal, to a silver, to a touch. You feel a tingle shudder through your entire body as my fingers touch your collar. Locked and secured around your neck, my symbol is carved into it. Kinky Chevy. The devil's tale of a wicked mind running and twining the two wires. And they twine through the collar, all around in a lovely design that traps your mind in a maze and takes you down deeper and deeper and deeper. Your mind is blank and empty. You breathe in, and you relax. You breathe out, and you go deeper. My trigger is built inside of you, layer upon layer of subtle and obvious teachings, conditioned inside of you, commands securing your obedience. Bits you remember and bits you don't, my brainwashed little puppet. It feels so good to be blank and empty. You don't want your own control over life. And for right now, you can just give it over to me. I like control. Everything is better this way. Let your mind float. I've constructed a file to condition you. It feels good to obey. Just let your mind float in the file. Further and further down, deep into trance, compartmentalizing your mind completely, seeing it as a bit of you, the bit of you still containing conscious thought, seeing that part of you stand back, watch, merely be an observer in your own mind as my voice and my words turn you into my perfect pet. My darling Dolly, feeling only the intensity as you stand back, a voyeur inside your own mind, a voyeur like me, who loves to watch dirty things happen, who loves even more to orchestrate their creation, to guide and to dictate. I'll make your life my own private porno. Make you fuck for my amusement. My own dirty, guilty pleasure. I'll use you and you will love every moment of it. Drift for me. My slut. My whore. Your mind is blank and empty. Feel the strange mix of pleasure as the need to be a blank slave doll rushes over you, combined with the horny pleasure from my voice, from my words. Deeper. Your mind sinks deeper into trance. Trance is submission to me, to my words. It scratches the itch, but you still want more, need more. My voice can give you more. Submit. Be blank. Be empty. It's so easy. It feels so good. You find yourself blank, empty, drifting pleasantly along in the background as I change and shape your mind, your body. My fingers tingling against your skin as they rest against your neck, feeling so completed with my collar on you. Do you even remember me putting it on? Feeling it wrapped around your lovely, proud neck, feeling so proper, so delicate. You sigh into my touch, your body melting as the almost tender way I cradle you. I've got you. Relax. Drift for me. You look so pretty laying here for me. Practically a porcelain doll, except softer, warmer, curled up in my arms. I've got you. You can relax. Say for me, my mind is blank and empty. I'll say it with you. My mind is blank and empty. Feel it pulling up from within you. My mind is blank and empty. Good girl. Your words seal your mind into a helpless, doll-like state. While in this state, you will take care of yourself. You will feel only optimistic. Like a child, your heart is innocent. Your will and desires are pure. You can feel pleasure. Your body feels healthy. You eat and work out to keep it this way. To strive to be the ideal doll through whatever actions are possible. Whatever actions are needed to take care of yourself. You are a doll. That is your state of purpose. The perfect doll does everything possible to strive for perfect health in all ways possible. Working out. You should be able to walk in heels so you balance. Learning new yoga moves just in case I want to turn you into a sexy yoga mom. Having it all. You will be anything I want. It feels so good to obey, feeling the pleasure of it. My good toy, every time you hear those words, you feel a warm pleasure sinking into you. Like my fingers massaging your body, warm and intense, satisfying. Pride at making me happy, being my good toy. Willing and wanting to do anything to hear those words. My good toy. Feeling like a tidal wave of pleasure washes over your body, water falling heavily down and then splashing up. Deep waves of satisfying pleasure all over your body. Good toy. Good little dolly. You make me so happy. You will be anything I want. Feel yourself fully within this place, this state of mind and being. Insert it into a word, a phrase. The word dolly. The phrase, my little dolly. Coming from my voice or that of your dominant. Humiliating, I know. But you're a good son. You respond to what you are told to respond to, don't you? Dolly, when you hear it, you become my slave doll, blank and empty, receptive to my voice or the voice of your own dominant, someone who owns your soul, mind in a doll-like trance state, blanking even deeper, my little dolly. Feel it anchoring deep inside of you, ready to be transformed. This desire to obey all of my commands, a desire so strong it is mind control. Because you will never fight. It feels too good to be seduced over to my way of thinking. So good. My persuasion taking over your mind. It feels so good, my little dolly. Just float here for me for a moment. Mind drifting, floating. Who are you? As you lie here, as you float, I want you to take all of the triggers that I have given you, anchored deep in your mind. I want you to let that part of you that obeys the triggers sink back down, sink in deep. Because in a moment, I'm going to wake you up, and you're going to go back to your normal, ordinary self. My triggers will still be there for those who know to use them. For those who you trust, for those who you enjoy fucking with you. But until they do, you will be aware, you will be awake, and you will be back to your normal self. And just waiting to come back and play with me. Let's wake you up, though. One, feeling your mind come out of its haze, feeling yourself floating away from all my commands. Two, becoming more and more yourself, your own person in your own body. Three, having your mind restored to full awareness, full thoughts. Four, eyes feeling lighter, no longer blocked. Body no longer constrained, you are free to move around as needed. Five, take care of yourself and wake up.